Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America, and welcome to our show. It is Friday, October 2nd, end of the week, 2010 here. Got about a week to go to Halloween. Start getting those goodies out there for the little kids. And, of course, we are just a little more than a week away from the election, and everybody's saying it's looking like it's going to be a terrible route for the Democrats. And I'm not saying the Republicans are any better. We need to remember that this present financial disaster was started with a Republican president and a Republican Congress. But, you know, that's years and years ago, and in the minds of most Americans, it may as well be ancient history. You know, we write the story of the Bush administration in cuneiform, or paintings on the cave wall. They're thinking about here and now. The Democrats were voted into power in 2008. Both president and the Congress, complete rout of the GOP on the promise that they would change things. And they didn't. And so now it's flipping back and forth. And again, we're stuck voting between the lesser of two evils, which is still evil, and a darn stupid way of running an entire country, but that seems to be the only choice we have. Until we have a binding none of the above on all the congressional and presidential ballots, until we the people can say, we don't like any of those crooks you're trying to foist on us, go back and try again. We're never going to have an honest government, and we're never going to have an honest government until we the people, or for that matter, the banking system. We're never going to have an honest government or banking system until we the people have the moral courage to go out and grab the crooks and liars and bounce them down the steps into the street hard enough that they rebound three or four times, give them a good coat of tar and feathers, and run them out of town on a rail in the most humiliating manner possible. And as soon as we do that, our business leaders and our politicians will discover that truth might just be a virtue. Nothing will change in this country until we the people make the cost of a lie outweigh its benefit. And until we do that, we're going to be stuck just deeper and deeper in this corruption and the scam and the abuse of the American people. The mortgage-backed securities bubble has imploded. Now everybody's scrambling to find out who they're going to stick with the bills and the jail time. They're already getting ready to push the carbon bubble. They're talking about state action. The federal government doesn't have to pay push the carbon tax. They're doing it state by state by state. They're bringing on the carbon bubble already. Because, hey, nothing happens to them when they do the mortgage-backed securities bubble. Nothing happens when they do the real estate bubble. They just rake in the money and nothing happens to them. Meanwhile, over in France, of course, the protests, they're not protests, they're riots. They're rioting over there. And, of course, our media is trying to say it's about, you know, 2 or 3 years on the retirement age. But the real issue is the French government is trying to screw the French people for the benefit of the bankers, just like we have here in the United States of America. Only look at the difference in reaction, how the French people are handling this. My hat is off to those French people. I don't know why it's not happening here. You know, I'm beginning to really think, yeah, they're putting tranquilizers in the food or water or something, because I just cannot believe, with the revelation of the corruption in the banking system, and it goes all the way to the top of the Federal Reserve, we'll be talking about that later on, I can't believe that, you know, the American people are just continuing to more or less sit there and say, yeah, okay, they're taking my home, they took my savings, they've dropped $135,000 in tax debt on me that I and my children will have to pay, for which we'll get nothing back in services from the government, but hey, that's okay, I'm really feeling very happy and mellow right now. Alrighty, let's see, we're going to go, well, actually, we're almost at the end of this segment. I'm going to start with Malcolm in Texas, and Malcolm will have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Sorry to bother you, Mike. Just checking to see if your computer systems were all right. A whole bunch of computers got hit last night, and InfoWars got hit, your ex-employer, whatever, Genesis Communications got hit.
Really? Okay.
And it gets even more. The Tea Party Express site got hit. And Alex Jones is now admitting that he thinks the origins of this computer hit was either Washington, D.C. or Israel.
Well, we got hit yesterday morning, but we were able to fend it off there. I was unaware. Apparently, Facebook has been having some problems as well. Hang on there, Malcolm. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Malcolm, I'm looking around the net a little bit. Somebody's pounding on my firewall, but they're not getting through. Facebook did come back up here again. The internet traffic report is showing a lot of unusual traffic out there. I know there's a lot of people who want to shut down the alternative media right now, and most especially right now, the Federal Reserve. They want to shut this whole thing down because this story about the mortgage-backed securities is exploding all over the alternative media. Now, the corporate media is still focused almost completely on the foreclosures, although MSNBC had this lady from this foreclosure rights organization, and she got it on the air that the real scandal are these mortgage-backed securities, which were fraudulent, and she hammered home a point everybody needs to be thinking about. If the bank's current balance sheets are based on those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities, then the balance sheets themselves are suspect. The banks could even be insolvent as I speak to you right now. That is how serious this situation is. And obviously, the bankers don't want that information to get out there. It could trigger a run on the bank. I mean, my advice is right now you should only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your bills and keep everything else at home. In fact, our brand new PayPal donations account has already been shut down by PayPal again. That's twice in a row here. Malcolm, anything else real quick, because we've got another caller I want to get to.
One more thing. Regarding what you were just talking about, there's this this amateur lawyer group that meets in Texas, and they had a very interesting point that what we were just talking about. There's one person who is being foreclosed because he missed a payment, and he's demanding to see the title to his house.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where it gets interesting. The title to his house, the bank can't find it because it was part of mortgage-backed securities packages that was sold all over the place, sort of like a Hendrix guitar on eBay or whatever. It's been going all over the place.
That's
and
the problem.
The bank can't find the title. So here's what the homeowner is wanting. Well, if you can't find the title, then I have a list of all my payments that I made to you, and I want all my money back because you can't prove that you own the house. And it's a very interesting legal question.
That is an interesting legal question. That's not going to happen, but we're obviously all owed our homes back, and all of this excess money that was poured into the banks and mortgage companies to cover their bad paper. And that's really what this comes down to. The whole mess, the whole economic mess that has happened over the last almost 15 years was brought about not by regular economic forces, but by the greed and stupidity of the mortgage lenders who went out issuing tons and tons of bad paper, and then when it started to unravel, they went out to foreclose all the homes as quickly as they could to cover the evidence of their wrongdoing. And this MERS thing may exist primarily to obfuscate the evidence trail. Because if MERS collapses, and they're talking about that, then the evidence trail for the fraud is dissolved. Malcolm, I got to let you go. We're going to switch over here now to Karen Tostado. Karen, aloha. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Hi, Michael. Well, thank you for taking my call and asking me. And I sure agree with you. We need to keep our money in our pockets and get it out of these banks who've been playing a monopoly game with our money. And at the end of the day, the box and all of the pieces in the monopoly game and all the money go right back into the box that the bankers own. And it's about time we started to recognize that.
It's worse than that. The bankers are just printing up new monopoly money to keep on playing. You know, you can go broke and lose the game. They never can because they just print up more of that paper money. And, you know, I mean, the bottom line here is this lady on MSNBC really hit the nail on the head, and we've all got to be thinking about this. You know, starting in 2006 and 2007, all these banks were buying and selling these mortgage-backed securities. We know that a significant portion of them are fraudulent because the mortgages that are collateralizing these securities have been resold over and over and over and over again. And that means there is no collateral securing these mortgage-backed securities, which means they're basically worthless. And yet the banks are carrying their estimated face value on their assets sheet. That's part of their so-called reserves against which they can print out more phony money to loan and pour back into the system here. But the bottom line is, if these banks are resting their balance sheets on these fraudulent mortgage-backed security investments, then the balance sheets are suspect. And the banks could actually, in reality, already be insolvent.
Very much so. Aren't Freddie and Fannie asking for more money anyway? More of our hard-earned money that they're stealing?
They're talking $1 trillion for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac now. Another $1 trillion bailout.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, also, Michael, when you were talking about if we're drugged or something, I think we are. And I've met some women who are working and uncovering a lot of information. One of them is Bonnie Hoag from the Bonfire Coalition about biowarfare on us. And we know that fluoride in the water makes us more docile, and they really do seem to be amping this up, and it is so irritating to think that we sit back, we send our children to schools, we keep our money in the bank, we keep our money in stocks, and we keep allowing this to happen. It's absolutely incredible.
It absolutely is here. Now, fortunately, I am very lucky. I live in the state of Hawaii, and about 5-6 years ago, there was a huge push to get fluoride out of the water here. And so unless they're doing it covertly or surreptitiously, there is no fluoride in our tap water. Of course, I'm not taking any chances. I never drink tap water. I drink scotch all the time. But there was an article that came out today that basically said that they're finally admitting that fluoride in the drinking water does not actually improve your dental health. It doesn't fight tooth decay in children. Topically applied fluoride will, but fluoride just drunk down your gullet won't do it. Now they're saying it actually causes more damage and weakness to your teeth than just pure water without the fluoride. In other words, what they promised you they were doing this for, it's going to make your teeth better. It's actually making your teeth worse.
Well, actually, and full size, a family-sized tube of Crest is capable of killing a 25-pound baby. And you can see fluoride in rat poison on the shelves.
The fluoride is the core ingredient in Prozac. That's what the active ingredient in Prozac is fluoride.
Wow, I didn't know that. But I do know that it is time for us to take action and, again, to withdraw our support from governments gone wild. And we've had great success with our United We Strike broadcast, although now this next one in November, Michael, we're moving to Saturday. We want to have it all day on Saturday, and we're going to have a panel of these women. One of these women is named Eva, and she is a woman who is very familiar with Lyme disease. I was not familiar with Lyme disease. I don't know if you've looked into that. But I'm just starting to uncover the tip of a huge iceberg there that people need to know about in terms of Plum Island and Homeland Security and all that.
Yeah, I remember that whole thing about Plum Island. Now they want to move that facility right into the middle of an urban area. I want to get back to the thing about the national strike in the banks, because the reason I asked you to call into the show today, I think the time has really come to use your national strike platform to say we need a day that we all agree on where we're just going to pull our money out of the bank and say, we don't trust you anymore. And that's really what it comes down to. You always see bankers are trying to say, you can trust us. We are trustworthy. We have big vaults. We have big piles of cash. We have big whatever it is that they think they can wave in your face that will make you trust them. Well, at this point, we cannot trust the banks. The banks were criminal. We're talking top banks and top financial institutions. Goldman Sachs, Bear Stearns, Bank of America, Countrywide, are all engaged in this mortgage-backed securities fraud. Now, most of the banks, all of the top banks in this country, are held by a business entity called Bank Holding Companies. That's another layer of obfuscation and corporatization above the actual physical bank itself. Those bank holding companies are under the direct supervision of the Federal Reserve System of the United States. This crime goes all the way to the very top, right up to Ben Bernanke himself. They knew what was going on back in 2006 and 2007. It started coming apart. Their only solution is, well, we got to loot trillions of dollars from the American people and buy back this bad paper before we all go to jail.
That's a great idea, Michael, and I'll bring that up tomorrow when I talk to some of the core members of United We Strike, and actually I'll start working on that, because that's great. We can have our marathon on the 13th. We can tell people, and on the 15th, if you go to work, if you go anywhere, pull your money out of the bank. That would be a wonderful way to show them, without people feeling like if they miss work, it's going to hurt them. Although making this better is going to hurt a bit, folks. We cannot keep having them rape us, because we're getting more hurt by our inaction than we would by finally standing up and saying no more.
You know, it's just like dealing with a bully. The longer you let them bully, the bullying is going to go up. Sooner or later, you're going to have to turn around and punch the bully in the nose, and you may get beaten up in the process, but you know something? The bully will leave you alone.
That's it. And there was also, I don't know, you probably heard that Lindsay Williams was on talking about Janet Napolitano telling one of her friends that she wanted her to go home immediately and get 6 months' worth of food. So, folks, if you need something to do with your money, buy yourself some food. If that is true, and usually Lindsay Williams has pretty good sources, then we really do need to be covered. We advocate getting at least 3 months, but 6 months is a much better deal. If you can get enough food for a year for your family, at least you can eat that instead of the worthless dollars that, again, according to Lindsay Williams, will be, like, really gone in 2012.
Well, you know, stocking up on canned goods and dry goods, stuff that will be preserved, even if the electricity fails. If it's stuff that has to be frozen or refrigerated, you can lose that very quickly if there's a prolonged power outage and you don't have a generator. One more issue, because this actually hit us. We were checking our emergency larder the other day. A lot of food that comes in cans and dry good packages, it still has expiration dates, and you do need to keep an eye on that, because you can buy something and put it up on the shelf and say, oh, it's there for the emergency, and if you leave it there too long, you find out it's actually gone bad. What you really ought to do is, use your old stored emergency food for your cooking and then replace it with new stored food and just keep rotating it in and out so that you don't have stuff that's going bad on the shelf. And really need to do that. Karen, thanks for the call. We're going to let you go. We'll be right back after these commercials.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I want to bring you up to date on the latest installment of the PayPal saga. Now, as you know, PayPal is the largest online financial payment transfer system in the world. They were acquired by eBay, I think, back in 2002-2003. We briefly, back about that same time period, we had a PayPal account for the website whatreallyhappened.com in order to allow people to donate to support our ongoing work. And PayPal suspended our account back then. And back then, it was because they literally disagreed with our political content. They invoked a clause in the contract that said that if your website was engaged in behavior they felt violated their social and ethical standards, that they could shut down your account, and even more, they could choose to retain the funds for up to 6 months. In other words, if somebody donated a couple of $1,000 to whatreallyhappened.com, had it been in the account when they froze it, it could have taken, you know, 6 months for us to actually get the money back from PayPal. And they were doing this to a lot of websites. It was a big, huge scandal. And what I did, I went out and I found that PayPal was the payment portal of choice for all of the online pornography sites. I even found one site that was engaging in child porn that used PayPal as their payment gateway. And so I went public with the situation and I said, you know, PayPal is shutting down political activist websites because we're critical of the wars and we're critical of the government, but they're perfectly happy to do business with porn sites, some of which were pretty disgusting, including this child porn site. And the upshot of it was PayPal did reinstate our account, whereupon we emptied it and closed it. And they wound up spinning off the pornography payment system to a new corporate ID. And in the interim, they lost a lot of face and they lost a lot of business. There was actually an organized boycott against PayPal. All right, well, that was then. And, you know, I've had a lot of people writing and say, well, you need to go with PayPal so we can support you and everything. I said, oh, all right, it's been, you know, a lot of years and I'll give them another chance. And so a couple of days ago, we set up a new PayPal account, put the donation buttons at whatreallyhappened.com, and for my thanks to everybody who used the donations button, because it really, really did help, and we appreciate that. And then this morning, the account was locked again. So what we're being told right now is that for some reason, PayPal cannot talk to our bank, and the bank is saying it's PayPal's problem, and PayPal is saying it's the bank's problem. But the upshot of it is, from the point of view of the end user, it isn't working again. And I'm not interested in the details. When you go to a service-oriented business, you're either going to get the service or you're not, and we're not. So I'm going to let them work on it and see if they can fix it by Monday. If not, I'm shutting down this account. It took them 5 years to get a second chance with me. They will never get a third chance with me. So, and basically, it's just indicative of how completely messed up the modern banking system is. With all these computers going back and forth, and they don't speak the same language, and they don't have the same codes, and they're not updated to the latest versions of the software, and it's no wonder the system is so difficult to use. And in the case of this mortgage electronic registration system, which is really becoming the core of the system, that one appears to have been deliberately set up to be obfuscated. And I think the reason was not only to cover the fact of the oversubscription of the mortgage-backed securities, but to make it more difficult to find the titles in order to forestall prosecutions. As you know, homeowners and mortgage companies can't find the titles. Well, neither can the district attorneys and the state prosecutors. And that may be by design, because, I mean, you have to think about this. From the bankers who, back in 2006 and 2007, and who knows, by now they took their billions in profits and they've already retired to some country without extradition. We don't know. But the bottom line is they had to know this fraud was not going to last and it was not going to survive. Sooner or later, if the economy kept booming and everybody was making money and they're making their mortgage payments, the holders of the mortgage-backed securities with those multiple mortgages are all going to be screaming for their piece of the mortgage payment. And there's no way the companies that had sold those mortgage-backed securities, or more directly the companies that were servicing those mortgages, could be paying all the people who claimed to have the mortgage. And again, go back to that funny movie, the producers, Mel Brooks produced it, Zero Mostel, and very young Gene Wilder were in it. It's a funny movie, almost become a cultural icon. And the scam that forms the core of the story of the movie, that's what Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns and Countrywide and Bank of America and all those companies have played on America. They oversold the mortgage-backed securities, and then they turned around and tried to crash the real estate market and foreclose everything to cover their tracks. That's exactly what they've done here, and it goes all the way to the top of the Federal Reserve. Okay, we're not going to talk about that anymore. We've been covering it this week. We're going to be back to it next week. We're going to keep pushing on this because the corporate media is still trying to make it look like the foreclosures are the whole problem, and it isn't. The foreclosures are a symptom. The foreclosures are an after effect. The real disease, the real crime, are the billions and billions of dollars that were made selling the same mortgages over and over and over again into multiple investment devices. And if the bank's balance sheets are relying on those mortgage-backed securities to stay in the black, then those banks may be insolvent even as I speak, right now. They certainly can't prove otherwise, can they? They certainly cannot prove that they're solvent if they are relying on those mortgage-backed securities. That's the big secret everybody's trying to keep the lid on here. So your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to keep the mortgage-backed security fraud alive in the minds of the public and the media. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And somebody in the chat room just nudged me to remind you, since this is Friday and we're coming up on the weekend, for those of you who live on the island of Oahu, there will be another performance of our Reader's Theater recreation of the War of the Worlds broadcast, Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the air. And we're doing that. It's a free admission over at the Richardson Theater, Fort Shafter, 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. There is a little poster and other information in the left margin of whatreallyhappened.com. This Sunday we're being reviewed by John Berger, who's the reviewer for whatever. They took all the newspapers and made one Frankenstein's monster out of them, the Star Advertiser, and he's coming over and they're going to review us. So if we can get the audience to outnumber the cast, it'll look really, really good. And some of the people who are regulars in the chat room did come to the last performance. We had a lot of fun. You know, nobody's really taking it seriously. Reader's Theater is when you don't have the budget for sets and costumes, and so it's a lot more informal, a lot less stress here. All right, getting on to more serious matter, I was watching the corporate media feed, and they're making a big deal over the fact that NASA has announced that there's a lot more water on the moon than was previously thought, because, you know, they ran that rocket into the moon last year, back when we still thought we were going to be going back to the moon, and they've discovered a lot more water under the deep surface of the moon than was previously thought to exist there. This is interesting for me personally. Little quick story. When I was in high school, which is admittedly quite a long time ago, I actually won a small scholarship with a science fair project in which I tried to determine if tektites, which are these little glass globules that are found all over the Earth, might have come from the moon. And at the time, that was the prevailing theory. I read this article in National Geographic that said tektites might come from the moon. I said, cool, let's find out. And I concluded in my science project that they did not come from the moon because tektites have a lot more water in them than was in the rocks brought back by the Apollo astronauts. And that's kind of the attitude that has prevailed since then. Now we're finding out that when you have an impact, which is what they think produced the tektites wherever it happened, that you're going to reach far more water on the moon than you would find in the surface rocks brought back from Apollo. So the whole issue's up in the air again. I don't have my original data. It was a long time ago, and I gave all of my tektites over to the planetarium at the Bishop Museum here, so I don't even have those anymore. Otherwise, I would have held one up and said, see, there it is. But a little bit of science stuff that's kind of fun. All right, now, down in Australia, the Trades Hall president, guy by the name of Kevin Bracken, got up and made a public speech in which he had some comments about 9/11 being an inside job and a conspiracy and not being Al-Qaeda and not being Osama bin Laden, whereupon the Australian Prime Minister got up and just blasted him and lambasted him for how can you say this kind of stuff and how silly you are. Well, Kevin Bracken is standing by his guns. He says, I stand behind everything I said. It's what I truly believe. It's a man of courage. The Herald Sun, paper down in Australia, ran a poll. You know, yes, was Kevin Bracken being a total drongo? And it turned out the poll, the response to the poll, 65% of the poll respondents agree with Kevin. The official 9/11 story does not stand up to scientific scrutiny, which is not news for those of you who listen to the show and read my website. But it's getting out there. It's reaching the legislatures. It's reaching the corporate media. They're having to confront the fact that the hoax did not work, which is probably why we have not had a repeat to this date. So count coup on that one. Big news story breaking from yesterday. The Viva Palestina aid convoy got into Gaza, okay? 150 vehicles, 370 people from 30 different countries, and $5 million of aid sailed into Egypt and then drove across the border into Gaza. The blockade has fallen. Israel's blockade of Palestine, of Gaza, is fallen. Now, Israel's probably going to try and reassert, but the bottom line is Israel cannot tell Egypt what to do with the border going into Gaza. And they basically drove in there. They handed out the supplies. Apparently, they left most, if not all, of the vehicles themselves. It's all been donated. You know, it's all just drastically needed here to break this illegal siege of Gaza. And remember, what Israel is doing to Gaza is exactly the same thing that the Soviet Union tried to do to West Berlin back in 1948. So the Viva Palestina take their rightful place in history alongside the Berlin Airlift. This is historical, and there are more flotillas and convoys on the way. So congratulations to Viva Palestina, and a big pfft to Israel. Speaking of Israel, the settlers are really getting a little bit out of control. They're in there, as you know, the so-called settlement freeze, which never really existed. It was kind of a, we're going to take a break here attitude, is now over, which was a huge political embarrassment to Barack Obama. And the settlers are not only building new settlements, both legal and illegal, which is kind of a gray term because under international law, they're all illegal. But Israel likes to say, well, this one's legal because we said it's okay. It isn't. You know, Hitler said everything he was doing was okay. We all know better. But apparently, the settlers, the Israeli settlers who are illegally building settlements in Palestinian territories, are basically adopting a scorched earth policy, and they're, as you know, they're constantly attacking the olive groves, and they're starting to burn them. And as you know, growing olives and other produce is the Palestinians' only means of earning money to basically support themselves. And the idea of the olive trees, if you're not a farmer, you're not going to understand this. You have to grow the olive tree for 10 years before you start getting a usable, saleable crop out of it. It's not like putting down a tomato plant, you know, and, you know, a month later you're getting tomatoes. It takes a long time for an olive tree to produce a crop that is of a quality necessary to be able to sell to the market. And so this is an attack not just on the Palestinians and not just on their land. It's an attack on their economy. It's an attack on their ability to provide for their families. It's starvation. It's starvation. Now, we're also getting a new story coming out where in Israel, as you know, a couple of days ago, there was that rabbi that said that non-Jews only exist to serve Jews. That God does. That's the only reason God even bothered to make us. And now there's another rabbi that has basically come out and said that it's okay for the Israeli troops to use live human shields. And if the shields get killed, well, that's too bad, but it's permissible under Judaic Talmudic law to hide behind human shields while you shoot the other people. And I understand that this gets done a lot, but I think most people will look on it and say, you know, that an invading army hiding behind innocent civilians for protection, that's pretty tacky. That's not a clean war, that's not a moral war. And they're trying to legitimize it by having their religious leaders saying, no, it's in our holy book, you can do this thing. You know, if your holy book says it's okay to kick a total random stranger men in the nuts as you pass, are you going to do it? Probably not. We know better than that stuff. Anyway, there's a story coming out right now. Apparently, the Israelis have been torturing Palestinian children in order to extract confessions from them that can be used in the newspapers to say, see, they're throwing rocks at us again. You know, big manly Israeli troops. Apparently rocks are their natural enemy here. Now, there's another story, and we mentioned this briefly, but I want to come back to it because it's continuing to get a lot of press around the world. The United States has just completed what is going to be one of the largest arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And, you know, good for the defense contractors that make the stuff that kill people. They're going to get some more money. And, you know, hopefully we'll continue to provide employment for the people who are making all these things. We're not all that cool about the fact that the United States' major import seems to be death for the rest of the world. But setting that moral issue aside, the aspect of the story that is rather amazing is the U.S. is having to explain to the rest of the world and Saudi Arabia that they got permission from Israel to sell these weapons to Saudi Arabia. It's okay for us to sell these weapons to Saudi Arabia. Israel said we could do it. Okay? And the reason this is important is because when Israel was trying to sell covert nuclear weapons to South Africa, they didn't come and ask for America's permission to do that. And it was a direct violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, I might add. So here it is. When the U.S. wants to sell weapons to another country, we have to get Israel's permission. But when Israel is selling nuclear weapons to South Africa, none of your business. We don't need to ask. That tells you just how subverted, co-opted our country has become in service to a foreign power. I don't like it. I don't think you do either. All right, our phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I am still trying to get somebody to call into this show who has been foreclosed on or is about to be foreclosed on, and I want to just find out what they're feeling when they come to understand that this whole financial mess and impoverishment is the direct result of the banks engaging in a massive criminal fraud against their investors and against homeowners. I want to find out what people are feeling about this when they themselves are the victims. I mean, ultimately, we're all victims. We've all had $135,000 in additional tax debt dumped on our accounts, money that we and our children's children will pay back, plus interest, for which we will receive no goods and services whatsoever from the government. You should be angry about that. $135,000? Man, I mean, that would clear up all of my financial problems, $135,000. They're moving the money in the wrong direction. You know, if they took the, you know, it's estimated to be like about $14 trillion now. This whole real estate bailout, TARP, and everything added together has come to about $14 trillion. If they were to divide that up and give that to the American people, we'd be current on the mortgages. No housing crisis. Not that it matters, because apparently the foreclosures had nothing to do with money in payment and everything to do with keeping the bankers out of jail. But let's just be hypothetical for a minute. If they took that money and they moved it the other way and gave it to the American people, we'd be current on our mortgages, there'd be no housing crisis. We'd be current on the credit cards, there'd be no credit crisis. We could go down and buy brand new shiny American cars. There, we wouldn't have to bail out the automotive companies. We'd be down at the malls this Christmas season buying flat panel TVs and iPads and that new one that Hewlett Packard came out with, their version of the tablet, and we'd be buying all that stuff. There wouldn't be a retail crisis. We wouldn't have layoffs. The reason the economy is shutting down is because the money's been taken out of the society and put in a few private pockets of the money addicts. Now, I'm not a communist and I'm not a socialist, but I absolutely am not a fascist, and that's exactly where we are right now. We, the people, vote for and support a government to act as our advocate against private corporate interests. When our government betrays that trust and sides with the bankers to loot the people, that's not capitalism anymore. That is fascism. All right, moving right along here. Food stamp usage continues to soar. We're already over 42 million Americans, and you know, the food stamp, it's not welfare recipients and cheats and illegal immigrants. It's working people, people who are working at their jobs, and they still don't make enough money to cover all the soaring debt and the soaring taxes and the, everything else that's put on us. Remember earlier in the week I was talking about this metaphor about the farmer, the dumb farmer. I used the dumb farmer a lot as a metaphor for the mismanagement of this country. And in this case, it's a farmer who's got this horse and he's got this wagon. And he keeps putting more and more load in the wagon. And the horse is struggling and struggling. And the farmer says, come on, get it. And he gets the whip and he just pounds on the horse until finally the horse has a heart attack and dies. And the farmer screams, it's the horse's fault. Of course it isn't. It's the farmer's fault. He didn't recognize there is a limit past which you cannot work your livestock. Washington, D.C. has already gone past the limit that their livestock, i.e. the American taxpayer, is able to support and sustain, and they don't see it. They figure if they just come out with enough whips that they'll get us moving forward again to drag them and their sorry rear ends up the hill to their brand new palaces or whatever it is that they're doing. All right, turning to the elections here and everything, Barney Frank gets desperate, apparently, along with all of the other incumbents and Democrats who are struggling and dreading this next election. Barney Frank, who's like been an icon in Washington, D.C. for a lot of years, he is apparently just neck and neck with his Republican challenger, Sean, I guess it's pronounced Bialat or Bialat. And I don't have the correct pronunciation, but here's the important point. Even the so-called untouchables, who've been in Congress for a long time, are facing stiff opposition as the angry voters decide that the ballot box is their last best strategy before we start heading for the ammo box. Now, of course, my image of Barney Frank is forever tied to that photograph of the House of Representatives moments after they crammed TARP through and save their own personal fortunes on the backs of working Americans. And they're all laughing, and Barney's standing there saying, look what I did, am I not great? That's the image I will always have of Barney Frank. Other people have other images. Apparently, back in 2007, his partner, to use the politically correct term, got busted for marijuana. And Barney Frank was right there, and his excuse was, I didn't know it was marijuana. What did you think it was? 10 kilos of oregano? You know, that's down there on the same level with Bill Clinton's. I didn't inhale. Yes, I put it in my mouth. I didn't inhale. Which was just absolutely lame here. That's why I can never actually run for elected office. I will never lie to the American people. I did inhale both times, and I liked it. So deal with that. All righty, let's see. We did that one. Now, what happened with Kevin Bracken down in Australia is starting to happen here in the United States of America. Over in West Virginia, a candidate for Congress there, Jeff Becker, got up on C-SPAN and said he doubts the official story, particularly with regards to World Trade Center 7. And he's saying, we need to take a look at the fact, first of all, there were three buildings that collapsed on September 11th. The official 9/11 report doesn't even talk about the third one because they can't explain it away. They can't explain how the building came down looking just like a controlled demolition. They can't explain how BBC and CNN and Fox all reported the building down before it actually fell. They can't explain why the remains of thermite were found in the ruins. They can't explain any of it. They're trying to pretend like it doesn't exist. And this candidate, Jeff Becker, you know, is making an issue of it. So, you know, I'm not trying to back any candidates or parties, but, you know, I would vote for Jeff on that issue alone. Okay? All right, one more story before we head into the next commercial break. According to the latest Rasmussen poll, 25% of Americans prefer a government with more services and higher taxes. What an amazing coincidence! Because if you look at all the people in our society who work for government in one way or the other, at one level or another, it comes out to 25%. Isn't that an amazing coincidence? I have no explanation for it, frankly, but that seems to be what the numbers are actually coming up with. Finally, if you go, what am I saying? If, of course you're going to go to whatreallyhappened.com. Look for a story that says double the stimulus. You're going to see a photograph you will absolutely not believe, and it's real. It's not photoshopped. This is your government in work with your stimulus tax dollars, and I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to go to the website and check it out. Whatreallyhappened.com. Look for the headline, double the stimulus. You're going to have one of the best, one of the best laughs I've had, and I don't get to laugh about a whole heck of a lot anymore. All right, the magic music means it's time to break for a couple of commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay paper a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we are getting email following up on that earlier phone call. The apparently my former radio network, GCN, is off the air. And I'm hearing from all over that a lot of websites got hacked last night. Like I said, yesterday morning, somebody was trying to take us down. We barely fended them off. I hate to admit it, I'm actually getting moderately decent at this world of computer security and everything. It's a war. It's a war, Dad. Yeah, it's a war. It's a war for your mind and so forth and so on. And the other side plays dirty. Is the bottom line. The other side are the bad guys. They play dirty and sneaky and all the rest of it. Another story that came in just real briefly, somebody has done an analysis of the stock market. Remember, we've been talking about the fact that the stock market is being manipulated and rigged by this high-frequency computer trading, which was outlawed in the 1980s when it almost destroyed the stock market. And then all of a sudden, and again, this goes back to 2006, 2007, when all the top players were all of a sudden granted licenses to go back and do this high-speed, directly linked computer trading with the stock market. And somebody's done an analysis and found out that in our current American stock market, 70% of all stock trades are held for 11 seconds or less. They're not buying the stock to put in an investment portfolio. They buy it and resell it, and they buy it and they resell it, and they churn. Goldman Sachs profitability is they churn the accounts of their investors and clients, and they hit them with brokerage fees. It's just, it's an ugly, ugly situation here. All right. Interesting thing over in New Jersey. They've arrested one of the TSA supervisors at the airport over there. With one count of accepting bribes, one count of conspiring to commit theft, and three counts of theft by a government employee. I thought that's what they were supposed to be doing. Anyway, they've dragged him off to court in handcuffs and shackles, as well they should. And the point I'm making here is, you're actually at greater personal risk from the TSA than you are from Osama bin Laden, not even counting the fact he's been dead 9 years. And just think about how absurd the situation has become, and we are in the grips of this security industrial complex that continually hypes fear and danger in order to get you to buy security stuff you don't really need. Okay, so they've got these very ill-paid, ill-mannered people taking away your Swiss Army knives when you go through the airport checks. And it turns out they're stealing stuff. They're stealing stuff. We had a big scandal with theft from luggage by the TSA down here at the Honolulu Airport. Boy, that's not going to help our tourism. So the bottom line here is, I want you to think about this. We have to get naked for these criminals and their little scanners. We have to let them loot our luggage. We get to pay for all this abuse and hassle so we can all be safe from Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for 9 years, and Al-Qaeda, who always seem to turn up to be these people working for Israel. Such a deal. And it's all a crock, and it's all a hoax, and it's just another way to scam money from the American people and put it in the pockets of our corrupt leaders. Financial, corporate, economic. It's just another scam. It's a security bubble. And somewhere down the road, it will all collapse again, and we, the American people, will be expected to bail out the security companies. They're already trying to get us to bail out the corporate media that lied to us for the last 30, 40, 50 years about pretty much everything. And nobody wants to buy the newspapers or listen to the TV news anymore, so they're not able to get their advertising revenues. So now they're going to the government to say, you make the taxpayers pay for us. All right, we're going to take a break for 1 minute. We'll be right back. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
It's true. Go